Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke here on the Pomp and Joe Show, minus Pomp. It's a Donnie Football Friday tomorrow.
Part-time Pomp.
Part-time Pomp. He'll be back on Monday. We love him dearly. Did you happen to hear, Hokey, our version of Malzie the Snowman?
No.
Would you like to?
Do you play it for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to hear it.
Now, you've seen the original, right? Of course you have.
I can't say I did. I know Frosty the Snowman. I don't know Mosey the Snowman. I don't know that one.
No. Yeah, Frosty the Snowman. You've seen that car. You've seen the Christmas special, of course, right?
It's one of my favorites. The classic's one of my favorites.
Right. And you're going to hear Bob, and I don't know if it was Burl Ives or Perry Como or somebody, when they had the way that they sang it. You're going to hear Bob solo in here, and he's unbelievable. Sean, we need the version that was set to music by our friend Steve Wilson. We have the updated, polished version of that, I believe.
I hope this one is. Let's find out.
Here you go, Hokey. Here
now,
it is.
The Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Malzie the Snowman.
Oh, Malzie the Snowman, was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite pitcher was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzie the Snowman, here's a fairy tale they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. Oh, when they placed it
on his head,
Malzie danced around.
Malzie danced around.
As he could be. He used giant words, and his favorite GM was a man named George McPhee.
That was bad. That ending needs to be worked on.
I know. The ending was horrifying. But Bob stole the show, didn't he?
There's no question. Listen, he's right on tune, man. He's kind of like one of those singers you'd see singing like an old jazz bar or something, right?
He really is.
He kind of drags on and kind of just – what great tone.
What great tone
to his voice.
Have you heard his Elvis impersonation? Miraculous.
No, I think he's posted it on social media before.
I mean, he is a very talented man.
Multi-talented man, for sure.
Our friend Part-Time Pomp. All right, Hokey. Patrick Queen, I'm going to play for you a little clip from our friend Rob Long. We love this guy from The Fan in Baltimore. He got into a little social media tiff Queen got into one with him. After Rob said, I don't think the Ravens are going to miss this guy that much. I think he used the word overrated, if I remember correctly. But anyway... Mm-hmm. We got into that Queen conversation yesterday with Rob. I'm going to play you that clip, and then I want to get your opinion on Queen. Here we go.
Outside of the Ravens game, I'll ask you this. Give me a Patrick Queen play.
That air is not good for radio.
So we couldn't think necessarily of a huge Patrick Queen play outside the Ravens game, but you know what? People have since texted me and tweeted me and said that Patrick Queen has more tackles for loss than Roquan Smith this year. I didn't check on that, but that's what they say. What do you think of his season so far?
Well, I think, listen, I don't think it's what we expected it to be when he was signed by the Steelers. I mean, it was a big-time pickup and acquisition by the Steelers. And, you know, he hasn't had the impact plays that we'd wanted. But I think there's more to him that Coach Tomlin desires of him. He's the quarterback. Well, Minka's a quarterback, but he's the guy that makes all the calls. He's the green dot guy is what Coach Tomlin calls him. And he gets the calls right. He gets everybody lined up. So, to me, Coach Tomlin values that guy more than anything, right? A guy that can get everybody lined up and it makes sure that everybody's in the right place. He's in the right place at the same time. It's a difficult struggle. It's a struggle for guys at that time. Remember, like LT struggled at times to get lined up and get the call out. And some guys have done that over the years. Much easier for a lot of the linebackers to get lined up. So I think his value is much more than in making plays. It's really the guy that really directs. He's the director of the defense.
And how about Joey Porter Jr.? He's coming off the whole secondary is coming off a rough game. He's been kind of up and down. Is it fair to say he maybe hasn't taken the leap forward this year that we wanted to see, although the biggest games are ahead, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're running out of those biggest games ahead thing. I mean, those games are starting to get in our rearview mirror now. But I think Joey's been hot and cold. I think Joey's had some really good games. I think he's had some really good moments. But he's also had moments where he wishes he had back. I think anybody would say that. I think he would say that. Some of those penalties that he wishes he had back. He got a little handsy and grabbing guys and you know, two PIs a couple weeks ago that put him in the end zone, put him on the 1 yard line. But I think he's had some good moments too. It's just he hasn't had the big interception. Here's what happens. When you make a big play, it stands out. And that big play can overshadow a lot of bad plays. I mean, look at T.J. Watt. I mean, T.J. Watt, he can go run 70 plays in a game, let's say. And for 65, 66 of those plays, he gets blocked. He gets double-teamed. He gets chipped. He gets blocked. And then he goes out and he forces a fumble. He has one sack. He has two tackles for a loss. He had an incredible game, right? But the other 65 of the 70 plays, he was getting blocked. That's how this thing works. So if J.J. goes out, Joey Porter goes out there, and he plays 75 snaps, and he gives up two bad plays, but he does well for the other 73. He is going to be really defined by those two plays in the media and by the fans. It's a tough deal to be a professional athlete. That's why you get paid a lot of money.
Now that I see this, our alert texters and callers were right. I mean, I'm getting back to Patrick Queen here. Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
Roquan Smith only has three tackles for loss this year. He only has half a sack. He has one forced fumble, one fumble recovery, and no picks. Those are all the same as Patrick Queen. I should have shot back to him. Name me the big plays for Roquan this year. Maybe both those guys were better together.
But were they comparing him? I mean, I wasn't on that call or in that interview. Were they comparing him to Roquan, or were they saying, tell me a big plays? And the reality is, a middle linebacker, you always want to be the first hitter. If you talk about strengths of Patrick Queen, I mean, if they're running between the tackles, that's not his strength to engage guards, engage centers, and then disengage and violently and get in on the play. He has some tackles for a loss. He's more of a guy who's done a really good job of playing sideline to sideline. You see him when he comes flying down the line, and it's on a toss play we talked about last segment, and he's flying down there, and he's able to run because he's super fast. And a lot of times he reads it so fast on those toss plays, there's no hat on hat. An offensive lineman doesn't get a hat on him. He's able to be a free player. But where he can struggle at times is between the tackles, getting upfield and getting off blocks, and he hasn't had a lot of those tackles in the backfield.
Well, the other guy that comes up often is Minka, and we're now going, perhaps we're headed toward two straight seasons without a turnover for him in terms of a fumble recovery or an interception. I've asked you this a million times. I'm going to ask you again. Does that merit criticism of him, or is it more about how they're you? No, I'll just stop there. Does he deserve criticism for that?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen, I think everybody deserves criticism if they're not living up to what they're being paid and in the billing. Right, I don't think anybody's free from criticism. You know, the Steelers talk a lot, and people talk about how he takes away half the field. But then, you know, and then at times you go watch the game, watch the film, and he's given up, you know, passes to a tight end, Mark Andrews. He's taking bad angles to the ball from time to time. And this isn't a knock on him. Everybody does, even the great ones do it sometimes. But he takes bad angles, and so you know, a couple times and big plays happen. But then he comes down and he saves big plays from turning into touchdowns. So. The reality is this, is that the Steelers look at him again. They don't say, we need this guy to go out and make big plays. He's not that kind of guy for them. The guy that makes the big plays is T.J. Watt. He's their playmaker. If you have one guy that can make those plays like he did last week against the Eagles, punch that ball out in plus territory for the Steelers, you know, they go out and score. It's a different ball game. But they're not expecting Minka, obviously, as we're seeing, to go out and be a game changer in terms of taking the ball away and creating turnovers. That's just not what they're looking for him. They're looking for him to be a back-end guy who can eliminate the big play.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. All right, Hokie, who's going to win? I need a final score and an MVP of the game, a game ball.
Well, listen, I think this is going to be a tough one for the Steelers. I really do. I think this is going to be a tough three-game stretch. I think the Steelers, as much as I'd like to see them go in and lock this thing up in the division, I think they're going to go in there and lose in a hard-fought physical game. And I don't think the schedulers in the NFL did the Steelers a favor having them play against these. It's one thing to play three games in 11 days, but to play these three teams in 11 days.
Oh, man.
It's been well-documented. The Steelers struggle going from after the Baltimore game. You saw they went into Cleveland on the same amount of days of rest and lose that game after the Baltimore game. Now they come home and play against the best team in the NFL, arguably, and the Chiefs 4 days later. And I think it's tough. So I think the Steelers are going. I think they're going to lose this game. I think it's going to be hard fought. It's going to be something like a 28-27 game. I think it's going to be kind of a higher scoring game. But I think that ultimately the Ravens are going to win. The MVP, I think Lamar Jackson is going to have one of his best games against the Steelers this game.
Did you find really that do. To be true when you played, Hokie, that the week after Ravens games, like, how is it different? It's the NFL. Everybody's fighting for a paycheck. Why is it different? How is it different when you're going against the Ravens in terms of physicality and recovery?
Well, listen, you know when you're playing against the Ravens, you got to buckle your chin strap, and you really got to, you know, take an extra notch in the straps and your shoulder pads. Because you know it's going to be a physical game, and it's a really emotional game. It's always a back-and-forth game, typically. And so coming back to another – again, trying to get up again the next week is very challenging and difficult because coming off that high and that kind of a physical game. And so the Steelers and Ravens, both it's well-documented, they both struggle the next week. It's about 500, I would say, give or take a couple games for both teams coming off a game against each other. It's just a natural kind of fall-off. after playing such an emotionally charged game.
Hokie, you're a wonderful man. Happy holidays. I don't know if we're going to talk next week with the holiday season in there. So if
it's
not
the holiday season,
if not, we will talk in the new year, my friend.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Merry Christmas, man.
You too. See you, Hokie. What a man he is, huh, Sean? I can't hear you.
I love the visual demonstration. That's why you got to be tuning into our video stream so you could see Hokie explaining how to get around the center or the long snapper without committing the penalty. That was
right.
Cool.
I think the video stream adds to that. How about Hokie on the Pompiani solo? He loved that, Sean, didn't he?
I wish he would have been there last night. I mean, maybe he would have joined in, but yeah, I thought he really enjoyed Pomp's effort on that song. Overall, I think he liked the song and your contributions and lyrics to it as well.
Yeah. What if we, on the way out here, played the song and then just cut it off right after we come back and say Frosty the Snowman after Pomp's solo, so we don't have the horrifying ending?
Did you hear
we do that?
Pony and Mahler were giving you a hard time about that. Did you hear their alternative ending to it?
I already have an alternative ending that I recorded with the all-male chorus here yesterday, which was something like Malzy once claimed he made 9 straight 3s, which was the obvious ending.
They thought maybe would have referenced Gary McGee instead of George McPhee. They thought Gary McGee would have played.
Getting his ankles broken by Kemba Walker.
Well, Malzy's, I guess, a pretty big Pitt basketball fan, so he thought that was more appropriate.
I want to know what's happening with, they're probably right, anything but the ending we had. They're probably, they're right. Batko on the injuries next. Who's in and who's out? He's going over to practice today. He's got some intel from over there because he's there all the time. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.